Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome back to another episode of the Powered by Transova podcast. Sarah and Emily here again to share another great interview with you today. We've got part of our Texas team, Lucas, Taylor, and Holly are here to talk about all the great things that they've got going on in Texas and beyond. So we'll kick it off with some introductions. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your job, and how you got to be where you are today. So ladies first, we'll go to Holly and then Taylor and then Lucas.
Hi guys, my name is Holly Perez and I'm one of the client service reps in the Texas Panhandle. I grew up in a small town in Encino, New Mexico. We grew up on a cow-calf operation. After graduating high school, I attended Clarendon College for 2 years, and then I finished my bachelor's in animal science at West Texas A&M. And I started with Transova, and I never left.
Hi, I'm Taylor Johnson. I'm a professional service technician for Transova Genetics. Been with them for about 4.5 years. I grew up in eastern Nebraska on a commercial beef and row crop operation. I was really interested in breeding cattle, AI, for competing at the county fair. And we were never very competitive. And I decided to get into embryo transfer, which led me to an internship in the Texas Panhandle for Dr. Mims at the Hereford Vet Clinic. I learned a lot with him along the way about conventional flush and embryo transfer. And the opportunity came along to join Transova. Been here ever since, and I love it.
I'm Lucas Watson. I'm the professional service embryologist out of the Panhandle. I've been with the company for 4.5 years as well. I'm originally from Pennsylvania. I come from a small family farm where my family's veterinary practice of 95 years is still operating today. Graduated from Penn State University for my bachelor's, and then just received my MBA from West Texas A&M University. I got my start with Transova as a cattle production assistant at the opening of the Dumas Center. I transitioned to the embryologist role and have since been expanding the reach of our services to cover larger swaths of the region.
Very good, Lucas. I think that's a good lead in into my next question. You talked about expanding, you know, the region and certain, you know, where we offer our services. You've all mentioned the Panhandle location, but tell us more about the region you service, what satellite locations are included, kind of all of the areas you cover. Taylor, do you want to kick us off and talk about when and where people can expect to see you?
Yeah, so we'll be working in the Texas Panhandle, the eastern half of Oklahoma, Kansas, Southeast Colorado, New Mexico. It's big country, but we do a lot of traveling. We have satellites at Leedy, Oklahoma. That's Rockin' H Genetics. Texline, Texas. That's Besner Beef. And Muleshoe, Texas, which is the Muleshoe Animal Clinic.
Awesome. So what services do you offer out of those satellite locations? You know, Holly, I'm assuming that you're the CSR that schedules those sites for Lucas and Taylor. Maybe go into the logistics of how often they're there. Is it only OPUs? Do they do any transfers? What labs they go through, all the things?
Yeah, for sure. So looking at our Muleshoe satellite, an interesting thing about them, they do donor housing, and we're there every other Monday. And sometimes if we need to make a special request, we will go on a different Monday to try to help accommodate the clients. We also do fresh and frozen transfers out of that location. Looking at our Leedy, Oklahoma satellite, they do offer donor housing also, and we run there every other Thursday. The unique thing about Blake's place is that come this fall, he's going to have a set of recips that he's going to be wanting to put embryos into. So it'll really help our Panhandle clients not having to go all the way down to Bryan.
Very good. It sounds like there's definitely options for clients that are in that region or, you know, wanting to set up services with Transova. Lucas, maybe you could talk to me a little bit about what you consider, you know, the keys to success in an IVF program. You know, you've been with the company for about 4.5 years and have traveled all over with Taylor. So to kind of give us a little bit of background and insight from your perspective.
As a team, we kind of find that some of the keys to success in a program are recipient donor management, the quality of semen that is used for all the processes, as well as communication between the client and our team. That goes from me as an embryologist to Taylor, the technician, to Holly, the CSR, and then our internal communication with our lab team as well. To making sure we take all of the information that we get and convey that to the client so we can help best serve his program or their program to the best of our ability.
Perfect. Yeah, communication is definitely key through an IVF program. And, you know, I think donor and recip care is huge. We touch on that a lot through this podcast of, you know, it's just not a bring your donor and it's going to work type of thing. There's a lot of things that go in the front end to get those cows ready to get embryos collected and then transferring them into recipients. There's a lot of pre-work that goes into it. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, Lucas. In the region specifically that you all cover, I would say, you know, IVF is fairly new, potentially. So, Taylor, what would you say is the biggest, and maybe it's just Transova that's new to the area, but Taylor, what would you say is the biggest misconception when it comes to Transova or just an embryo transfer program in general?
I think that a major misconception that I see is that a client expects their experience with a previous technology outside of Transova to be the same experience they're going to get with Transova. From start to finish, from the OPU to the lab, the media, the transfers, I have complete faith in our technology that when Transova is handling the project from collection to the implant, that the client is going to have very good results. And we love making these cattle, whether they be dairy calves or show calves or seed stock.
You all have been involved in the industry in some form before coming to Transova. What surprised you now, you know, when you first started to, did your expectations change? Was there anything that was surprising that you didn't expect after you started?
For me, I didn't know what to expect. I was working in an environment where one guy flushes the cow and goes to the microscope and searches for the embryos. And, you know, they made a lot of calves like that, but it was just mind blowing when I saw the power of IVF and understood how many moving parts it takes, because our labs are replacing the cow uterus. And it's incredible the processes that Transova has in place, and just the quality of work all the way around is astonishing.
Yeah, and I find that coming from Pennsylvania, where our closest center for Transova is in Maryland, I didn't see a lot of our reach growing up compared to getting involved in the company, how dynamic we are and how national we are, and now international we're becoming, is really eye-opening to go from only knowing there was a Maryland office to then seeing our California office to now being touching and working in over 15 different states, all through working under the brand of Transova.
Yeah, and I think to the follow-up on what they said, growing up, we used Transova, but coming into it and seeing just how many people that use it. And that's kind of where the industry is leading to. You're either jumping on the train of using IVF and using conventional flushing, or you're kind of getting left behind. And it's just really interesting to see the progression of the industry to go that way.
It definitely takes a team to tackle all of what you guys have mentioned. And Holly, to your point, you said, you know, you're kind of jumping on the train or you're getting left behind. And it's, I think we've brought it up before that you're either doing IVF work or you're competing with those that do. And so it's kind of one of those things, like you said, it's kind of a shift in the industry. Lucas, you mentioned communication is kind of one of the key things, you know, to a successful IVF program. Holly, as the client service representative, what are you talking through when somebody calls you that's new to Transova, new to IVF, new to the process? You know, what advice are you giving them in those conversations?
I think my biggest advice to any new client or any client at all is to be very open and honest with your communication. The more information we have up front, the better results we can get in the end. So planning out your sires, having, if your donor is registered, getting her registration number to me, just so we can put all of that into the computer, just makes it so much easier and smoother. Another big thing is if you're wanting to sort, the earlier that we know that you want to sort, we can prepare our team for that, especially since there's limited spots, we can save you one.
I would just add that on top of the labs and processes at Transova, the other way that IVF really has blown me away is being able to do pregnant donors and virgin heifers the way that we are. We are not interrupting the donor's regular breeding cycle every year. You don't have to keep them open. And with some of the new shot schedules that we're working with, it's gotten easier than ever to get awesome results out of our satellites.
Yeah, I think it's really easy for us to, you know, we you know, breathe and sleep IVF, Transova, and all the benefits of IVF that we almost forget that you can IVF a pregnant donor. And so when you're having that conversation with a client, a lot of people still don't know that because it's just not something that you would assume is possible. So I think that's a great point, Taylor, to bring up that, you know, we can IVF a pregnant donor. Would you maybe want to talk through what time frame within pregnancy we can still safely IVF that donor?
Every cow is going to vary. For a young Jersey heifer, they'll start getting tough at 85 days. Sometimes you can make it to 110 on them, but it's usually they're going to get pulled off by 100 days. A beef donor, hopefully 110, hopefully 120. I'll usually give you a warning if you're bringing the donor regularly. And I'll say, hey, that left ovary's getting awful deep. You know, I really struggled with it and getting it moved around to my probe there. And if the client wants me to, I've aspirated just one side of a cow that's getting too far. It's usually very situational, whether they want to sell some embryos or this is their last chance to replicate their best calf of the year or something. But yeah, we'll evaluate each donor individually and we'll let you know what we think.
Very good. I'm glad you guys went into that. I know there's a lot, we talk about so much on the podcast. It's hard to, at least for Emily and I, to remember all of the key details, and you guys are in the Texas Panhandle range or region. So I thought that was great that you brought that up. And speaking of your guys' team there in the Panhandle area and beyond, you guys are definitely moving and shaking and not sitting still. You guys have continually kind of adjusted, you know, and grown for certain. What are your guys' goals, you know, next big goals for the region? Or what are you guys kind of looking down the road at from your team standpoint?
Like Holly mentioned earlier, getting some recips available for clients to utilize for pregnant recips, whether it be fresh or frozen, that's a big priority.
One thing I would say is a lot of clients that we've worked with now are getting their first calves on the ground from our embryos we've produced. So hopefully by word of mouth through the calves that they're getting or going to be selling, just spreads the word and just brings some natural growth to our satellite centers and then just bolsters what we've already started to just keep growing.
Definitely going to be a lot of calves born in the Texas Panhandle this year that we're super excited to look at.
Awesome. How about a satellite center in New Mexico or in Arizona? And I volunteer as tribute to come down and help in the winter time.
We will take anything in New Mexico. We haven't been over to Arizona yet. It probably won't be long.
Good deal. Well, I think we're to the end of our questions. Is there anything that we didn't ask about or anything that you'd like to bring up that our listeners should know about this team or the Texas Panhandle?
We just love working with the producers in the area. This is our home. We've all been here a while now. And
I think the most important thing is there's no place like West Texas, and it's home. And I think that when you really look at the scale, is there's so many good cattle and so many good show cattle that come out of West Texas. And I just hope that we can grow as Transova and help those clients get to the next level.
Very good. And I kind of like to hit on something earlier that Taylor said too, about people had, you know, previous experience with, you know, an ET company or IVF, and their expectations have been shifted by, you know, the Transova team showing up. And I'm hoping, you know, Taylor, you mentioned those calves hitting the ground, or Lucas, I'm not sure which one of you mentioned it, but that those calves on the ground are what really spur people to be excited for the very next year, like you said. And so I think that'll be fun for your team to see that growth. And I'm sure they'll keep you just as busy as they ever have.
Yep, we're excited for them to hang some banners. And I always look forward to that trip back to somebody's place the next breeding season and seeing the work we did the year before and seeing them satisfied and, you know, seeing them on the pulse throughout the year and seeing them succeed and seeing the calf pictures. That is why we do what we do, and helping them succeed. And we're so grateful for all the clients and amazing cattle in this area.
Very well said. Well, thank you guys again for joining us. We were excited to talk to you guys today, especially because you guys cover quite a wide spread of region. And so I think it's been great for us to get to visit with you and others to listen to all the areas of opportunity within your region. We'll probably put some contact information for each of you in the show notes so that people can reach out with questions and keep growing that business like you guys mentioned. So we appreciate it again. Thank you very much. And we will see you on another episode of the Powered by Transova podcast.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.